Department of Telecom introduces draft telecom bill aimed at regulating internet-based services. Mobile phones should replace printed tickets. India should embrace new EV technology, says Union Minister Nitin Gadkari. Semiconductor manufacturing in India, government to provide 50% incentive for chip fabs. Technopova Neo 5G with 18-watt fast charging to debut in India on September 23. Meta ordered to pay Voxer $174.5 million over violation of live streaming patents. Flipkart begins work on photorealistic virtual shopping ecosystem in Metaverse. The Department of Telecommunications has introduced a new draft bill through which the government seeks to replace the existing legal framework governing telecommunications in India. The government, through the new bill, seeks to consolidate the Indian Telegraph Act 1885, the Wireless Telegraphy Act 1933, and the Telegraph Wires Unlawful Possession Act 1950. The center believes India needs a legal framework attuned to the realities of the 21st century. Explanatory note to the bill proposed to be named Indian Telecommunication Bill 2022 says. Emphasizing on the need to adapt to new technology and innovations, Minister of Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari suggests that a time was coming when tickets issued to passengers should be phased out and mobile phones used in their place. We need to accept the new technology of electric vehicles and that we should try to end the use of tickets and instead use mobiles for tickets, Mr. Gadkari says. He speaks at Catalyst 2022 Strat News Global's first annual event. In his speech, Gadkari also emphasizes that lithium battery production the country should be encouraged. He says, the cost of production of these batteries is not an issue as it would come down once manufacturer scales up the production level. The cost of production of lithium batteries can be reduced if the manufacturer increases the volume of output, says the minister. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, approves a proposal to provide 50% financial incentives for the manufacturing of semiconductor fabs across technology nodes as well as for compound semiconductors, packaging and other chip facilities. The Cabinet approves modifications in program for development of semiconductors and display manufacturing ecosystem in India. Under the modified program, a uniform fiscal support of 50% of project costs shall be provided across all technology nodes for setting up of semiconductor fabs. Technopova Neo 5G is set to launch in India on September 23, the company has announced. The handset is teased to pack a 6000 mAh battery with 18-watt fast charging support. It is also confirmed to be powered by a MediaTek Dimensity 810 SoC. Recently, the expected price in India and specifications of the handset were tipped, as per a report. The handset is said to sport a 6.5-inch AMOLED display. It will reportedly run Android 12-based HiOS UI. The handset is said to feature a dual rear camera setup. Technopova Neo 5G is said to be priced in India between ₹17,000 and ₹19,000, according to a recent report. The phone will reportedly arrive in sapphire black and sprint blue color options. As mentioned above, the Shenzhen-based company has announced via Twitter that the Technopova Neo 5G will debut in India on September 23. A US jury orders Meta to pay $174.5 million, roughly ₹1,405 crore, for violating live streaming patents developed by a US Army veteran seeking to fix shortcomings in battlefield communications. A trial in Texas federal court ended with jurors deciding that live features at Facebook and Instagram use technology patented by Voxer, a company co-founded by Tom Curtis, legal documents showed. We believe the evidence at trial demonstrated that Meta did not infringe Voxer's patents, a company spokesperson says in response to an AFP inquiry. We intend to seek further relief, including filing an appeal. Flipkart is gearing up to explore the potential of the metaverse by creating a shopping ecosystem for customers who cannot opt for retail buying but wish for precision in their shopping selections. The Indian e-commerce giant is set to launch the Flipkart metaverse that will bring together thousands of brands in the virtual universe. The Walmart-owned online shopping brand has roped in EDAO to use its tools and resources to create the metaverse. Energy-efficient Polygon blockchain has been chosen to back up this metaverse. Shoppers will be able to try on their selections of apparel and footwear as digital avatars in the Flipkart metaverse. Some collections will also feature NFT giveaways that would unlock special features and offers for their holders.